Thank you for listening to this special presentation of Weird News from Odyssey's Something Offbeat.
Can you tell me how you're going to reveal the gender?
I'll tell you, it's a little bit of a surprise, but it will involve smoke bombs.
Oh, wow.
We're going really big for this. It's going to be outside. It's going to be a whole thing.
That's Christina McDaniel of Odyssey Station WWJ News Radio in Detroit, talking to manager Jay Tingle of the Legacy Aquarium and Reptarium, an interactive aquarium and zoo located in Utica, Michigan. Legacy held a gender reveal party for a capybara on Thursday, and Tingle joined the station before he even knew the results. Capybaras, for reference, are semi-aquatic mammals, and they're actually the largest living rodents in the world. Here's how Legacy ended up hosting this event for one.
Do you have to call the fire department?
Maybe. Hopefully not, but you never know.
Oh, that's so exciting. So tell me a little bit about, like, for those who don't know, And you get to work with these amazing animals every day. Tell me what capybaras are like. Like, what kind of interactions do you have with them? Are they like cats? Are they like dogs? Are they like guinea pigs? Like, what?
So this is what I'll tell you. If you could take something that acts like a dog, but also acts a little bit like a cat, but looks like a big guinea pig, and smash it into the calmest, chillest animal, that's a capybara. Like, our adult male, Javier, he loves to sit on your lap. He really loves scratches. He'll, like, roll over on his back and act like a dog. You know, all of those things that you could envision with a mix between a cat and a dog and a rat is what you get with a capybara.
How did the baby come to you?
So, actually, one of our friends who had adult capybaras, they had babies, and, you know, they reached out to us and said, like, hey, I really think Javier would love a friend. And that's how we decided to go ahead and add another one.
You said he or she, we don't know yet, has been there.
We don't know yet.
Really, I'm not going to try to get it out of you, I promise.
Yep. I'm leaning towards boy. I'm hoping boy.
You're hoping for a boy. Okay.
Yes.
So, you said the capybara has been with you for 30 days. Is that how old the capybara is, or is...
Yeah, so he's been with us for 30 days, or he's 30 days old, but we've probably had him for only about a week and a half now, maybe 2 weeks.
Did you just reveal the gender to me?
No, I just always will call him a he and hope that it's a he.
Okay.
I don't know the gender yet. It's going to be we've only got one person here that knows the gender, and it's not me. So it's going to be a surprise to everybody.
Where are they from? Are they domesticated other places? Like, do people keep them as pets? That sort of thing.
Yeah, so I would say a couple things about the capybaras. They are the largest species of rodent in the world, so it literally is just a big rat. They weigh up to about 115 pounds. They come from South America. You can, like, find them in Rio and Brazil and places like that. Right now, they are very, very popular. So there's many different places where you can see capybaras. You know, they have capybara cafes. They have interactive zoos just like we have here. And then I would say there are some people that keep them as pets. I would say highly, I do not recommend that. They are very hard to keep. They also are semi-aquatic, so you have to have a really large area for them to be able to swim. They also only use the bathroom in the water as well, so you have to be able to maintain that as well.
I did not know that they were semi-aquatic. I learned something new today.
Yes, they have very cute webbed feet. They look like a duck.
So rat, cat, dog, duck.
Duck. Yep. And also a little pterodactyl in there. If you see the back feet, it's very prehistoric looking.
So, okay, after we find out the baby's name or the baby's gender, is there going to be like a naming, or how does that work?
There is going to be a big naming. So we have a YouTube channel, and that is where we will be taking votes. We'll be taking opinions, all sorts of recommendations on the YouTube channel after we figure out the gender.
Okay. All right. Very exciting. If you cannot come to the party, is it going to be filmed or videotaped or streamed, or how does that work?
So if you can't come to the party, we will be showing it on our YouTube a little bit later. And if you can't make it to the party and you want to see the baby at a separate time, eventually he will be on display here at the Legacy. We just don't have an exact date or time yet. But we do have options for the capybara to visit your house if you're having a birthday party, or if you just want an afternoon with the baby capy. Those are our options as well.
So now that you've got the details on how to hang out with capybaras on your next road trip, we've got one more travel idea for you. A trip to what's known as the heart of Route 66. That's the town of Kingman in Arizona. Kelly and Bob Phillips of Own the Road with Kelly and Bob out of Odyssey Station KRLD 1080 in Dallas recently made a stop in Kingman.
This town celebrates Route 66 in a somewhat different way and for a different reason than most. And the person who leads that celebration isn't even from anywhere near here.
I am actually originally from Detroit, born and raised in Detroit. My family's still in Detroit for the most part, and came out west for my undergrad and met my husband in southern Utah. And so we stayed in the west and lived in Utah before we came to Arizona. Love history. History's always been my passion. It's been what I do for fun.
Leah Stagg is the director of the Historical Society here in Kingman, Arizona, located in Mojave County. Mojave, as in the Mojave Desert. Yes, it is hot and dry here, just the way Arizona folks like it.
What is it about history that you love so much?
So history, for starters, it was just the idea as a kid of being able to be a part of and touch something that has been around that long. It was the idea of being able to touch that. And then photographs. Photographs always got me. The idea that you could...
While Route 66 is still a household name, interstates gradually began to replace parts of this legendary roadway, and it was decommissioned in 1985. However, parts of the original route still exist. Former President Bill Clinton even signed a $10 million preservation bill for historic features along the route back in 1999. Josh Noble is the Tourism Services Manager at the Historic Route 66 Museum, and he took some time to chat with Kelly and Bob of Own the Road about Kingman and its connection to Route 66, both in the route's heyday and as things began to change, including a figure known as the savior of Route 66.
What does Route 66 mean to Kingman, to this town?
After Interstate 40 finally bypassed Route 66, here in Arizona it was in 1982, 1985 actually in Williams, and the businesses that were along those major, you know, Route 66 routes really were suffering. Angel Delgadillo, he's a barber from Seligman, Arizona. They were totally bypassed. And you sometimes had cars that came off the interstate and they found their way into town to gas up. People talked about stories of remembering traveling Route 66 when they were younger. So he said, you know, I think we have something here. This could be something for our economy because people are looking for yesteryear. So he got with some business people in Kingman, and together 15 people joined the Route 66 Association of Arizona. They lobbied the state government to dedicate Route 66 as a historic highway, which happened in 1988.
One of the great things you can do at the Route 66 Museum in Kingman is talk to a hologram of the man Josh just mentioned, Angel Delgadillo, who people around these parts consider to be the savior of Route 66.
Why was Route 66 worth saving?
Why was Route 66 worth saving? Gray-haired grown men and women all sounded like a recording. They told me when I was a little boy, when I was a little girl, this has got to be the highway that my parents drove during the Great Depression when it quit raining in the Midwestern states. At first, I didn't pay no attention to what they said, but I heard it over and over and over. Day in, day out, and I began to say the same thing. What do you want? you got a super highway here that takes you from point A to point B. The fact remains, you don't know what you have until you lose it.
Thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to the Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City, WWJ News Radio in Detroit, WWL Radio in New Orleans, and Own the Road with Kelly and Bob out of KRLD 1080 in Dallas. You can find all of these programs, including the Something Offbeat podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.